Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. We praise God. Amen. For being here. We thank God for bringing us back just one more time.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Song says, we're together again. Amen. Praising the Lord. We're together again with one accord. Something good is about to happen, and something good is on its way. We're together again, praising the Lord. Amen. We praise God for coming together one more time in the name of the Lord. Thank the Lord how he's blessed us all day long, how he's kept us. Amen. We pray that you had a blessed day. Pray that you had a prosperous day in your service. Amen. And if you didn't make it to the house of God, we pray that you had some personal time with God today. Amen. Nothing like being in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I heard a song this morning. It said, falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever did do. Truly, it's truly a privilege and an honor. Amen. To fall in love with Jesus and to know that you're in love with Jesus. Amen. And in his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, I feel safe. Amen. That's what the Lord will do. He will protect you. He will keep you. He will shield you. Amen. He will look out for you. He takes care of his own. Oh, yes, he does. So we praise God. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you. Brand News Network. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For the minds who want to come. Amen. To be here. Amen. To fellowship in the name of the Lord. Amen. We come, amen, with expectancy. We come with purpose. Amen. We come with intent. Amen. Intent to receive something of the Lord and to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Amen. Only God can do it. Amen. Whatever you need done in your life, only God can do it. Amen. And we know that he can. We know that he's willing and able to do it. Amen. Abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. So we just thank God once again. Amen. How the Lord has blessed us with a blessed day. Thank God, amen, as you're coming on in into the room, amen, into the presence of the Lord, amen. We just welcome you once again, amen, to those that may be new to the line, amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord, amen, and we welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global, amen. This is a global broadcast. The broadcast reaches, amen, all around the world, amen, inside the United States, amen, and even outside. Amen, of the United States and other countries. Amen, we have international listeners. Amen, from other countries. Amen, from all four corners of the earth. Amen, truly God is doing a great thing. God is expanding our territory. He's enlarging our borders. Amen, we're just grateful. Truly God is giving the increase. Amen, he promised to give the increase. Amen, he said, whatsoever the righteous doeth, it shall prosper. And truly we know that God's word is true. Because we see, amen, the manifestation, amen, of God, amen, hand at work, amen. So we just praise God, amen, for this broadcast, amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. We record live every night, amen. You can receive a copy, amen, of any night of the program, amen, that you so desire, that you can remember. All you have to do is just, amen, let us know, amen, you know, some key factors of what night you're talking about. Amen. If you remember the day, if you remember the date, if you remember the speaker, amen. All you got to do is just let us know. Amen. We will go back into the archives and retrieve that broadcast for you. And truly one thing about it, amen, the word of God is always fresh. Amen. It never, amen, sits on the shelf and gets stale. It never gets old. So it doesn't matter if you heard it the very first night or if you hear it 2 weeks later, God's word still, amen, stands and remains the same. God's word is ever settled in heaven. Amen. And it's unchangeable. And it will never lose its power. Amen. So if you would like to receive a copy, amen, of any broadcast, amen, that you have heard or that you have missed, please let us know. Amen. And at the end of the broadcast, amen, we'll give you two numbers where you can text us, amen, to receive a copy, amen, of the broadcast. Amen. You can also go to our Facebook page. Amen. You can find us, amen, on Facebook, amen, the Prayer News Network. And there you can hear the broadcast live and recorded live as well on our Facebook page. You can also drop us a message. You can comment, share, like, and subscribe. Amen. Subscribe. Amen. Let somebody know, amen, that the Prayer News Network is going on all around the world. Amen. And you can get it. Amen. You can get it any way you can get in to get it. Amen. Whether by telephone, whether by Facebook, whether by, amen, amen, internet. However, amen, God has made it possible, amen, where we, amen, are all around and able to, amen, have easy access, amen, to get a hold of this broadcast and listen, amen, to this live recorded broadcast. Amen. So we just bless God for all things. We thank God for each one of you. Amen. We just thank God, amen, tonight. Amen. We do have a little platform, amen, laid out. Amen. We're not going to, amen, prolong the time tonight. Amen. We do realize, amen, that many people have to get up and go to work. Amen. Starting, amen, their week out. Amen. Going back to work tomorrow. Amen. And we want to be mindful of your time. Amen. We want to be considerate, amen, of your time and even allow you to be able to get a peaceful rest tonight in the name of the Lord. But while we're here, we might as well come on and give God the glory. Amen. While we're here, we might as well lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Tomorrow is not promised. So why not lift him up right now? Why not give God the highest praise? Hallelujah. Amen. It's the highest praise that we can give God with our mouth. Amen. So we do want to give God, amen, the highest praise. We want to give God glory. We do not want to shortchange God. Amen. But we want to magnify the Lord. Amen, and give him what's due unto his holy name. Amen, we pray that your service was awesome today. We pray that, amen, the residue of the anointing is still lingering and flowing in your heart, in your spirit. Amen, we pray that, amen, souls were saved today, that somebody came to Christ. Amen, that somebody, amen, was baptized. Amen, in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen, this is what it's all about. Amen, that souls, amen, may find their, amen, find a Savior. In a time, amen, like this. Amen. One day the Lord found us when we were sinking deep in sin. Amen. With no peace in our mind. No joy. We didn't even know where we was. We didn't even know if we were coming or going. But one day, the hand of Jesus, amen, touched us. Somebody told us about Jesus. Amen. And we gave God a try. Amen. And it worked. Amen. And here we are today. Amen, being a witness for somebody else to let them know this same Jesus, amen, if he did it for us, he can do it for you. So we just bless God tonight. We're so grateful. We honor the Lord tonight who's ahead of our life. Thank God for being saved. Thank God for being, yes, sanctified, having the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. No other mind but to go on. Amen. Can't stop now. I can't give up now. Come too far. But amen, we got to press on and see what the end's going to be. Amen. We do give honor to God to, amen, leaders. Amen to all of our leaders. Amen to, amen, our visionary. Amen. The founder of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. The persons of, amen, our dear, beloved woman of God, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We thank God for her. Over a year or so ago, God began to drop, amen, the burden of her heart. Amen. To start this Prayer News Network. Not knowing that God was going to, amen, take it as far as it, amen, has gone. But, amen, this is the Lord's doings, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Souls have been blessed through this, encouraged, strengthened, saved, healed, delivered, uplifted. God done it all, amen, right here, amen, on this prayer line. And know what, people, God? He's not done yet. God is not through blessing you. Oh, somebody ought to shout right there. Hallelujah. God is not through blessing you. He has more in store for his people. Amen. God has more in store. Amen. Waiting to give it to you. Amen. I want all that God has for me tonight. Amen. Give it to me, Jesus. What God has for me, it is for me. Amen. So we praise God. Amen. We come with expectancy. Amen. We come looking to the Lord tonight. Amen. We do give honor, amen, to all of our head officials. Amen. To the late, amen, Apostle S.T. James. Amen. And S.T. James family. Amen. And Mother James. Amen. To all the other presiding bishops. Amen. Bishop Tina Huggins, amen, and Pastor Taylor, and to your pastors, your leaders, amen, whoever God has placed, amen, to lead you, amen. We thank God, amen, for your leaders tonight. Amen. Thank God for my leaders. Amen. We just give God the praise. God is so good. He's so wonderful. Amen. He is an awesome God. Amen. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Amen. So we just bless God. We give God the praise. Amen. As you're coming in, amen, we want to say welcome to the Prayer News Network once again. Amen. This is your first time, amen, on the line, calling in. We say thank you, amen, for taking time out of your schedule to be with us this night. Amen. Truly, God has been doing some great things, some amazing things. Amen. The word of God has been going forth, amen, throughout the earth. God's word has been being proclaimed, amen, delivered through his chosen vessels, amen, that he sees fit to use, amen, in times such as this. So we thank God for all of our speakers, amen, that have made themselves available to aid in this, amen, in the work of the Lord, amen, to assist, amen, in helping us spread the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for each one of them. Amen. Thank God, amen. We know that, amen, many have returned back into their, amen, place of worship. Amen. But we must go on. Amen. We must continue, amen, to do what, amen, God say do. Amen. At all costs. Amen. Just to reach the lost. Amen. At all costs to reach the lost. Amen. This is what it's all about. Amen. Not only that we may be saved, but that we can help somebody else along the way. Amen. To find Christ. Amen. So we praise God for all things. Amen. We praise God for you. We thank God for all my advisors. Amen. All of our advisors that the Lord has, amen, assigned to this work. Truly, amen, this is the handwork of the Lord. Amen. We didn't, amen, have to fill out an application. Amen. We didn't have to, amen, do anything. Amen. But just be found in the will of God. And God began to put us together. Amen. To work, amen, in this ministry. Amen. To help aid the woman of God. Amen. And I'm so grateful, amen, to be a part of this ministry. Amen. I'm so honored. Amen. The Lord has blessed me through this ministry. Amen. The Lord has, amen, just done great things for me, even through this ministry. Amen. I'm just glad about it. Amen. I want to be like that one leper that came back to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. I want the Lord to know that I appreciate, amen, what he has done in my life through this prayer line. Amen. And even, amen, helping me, amen, to be a part, amen, of a great work, amen, in the earth. And I'm so grateful. Amen. We do bless the Lord tonight for his goodness and his mercy. Amen. We thank God for all things. Amen. Also want to remind you, amen, to please, amen, be prayerful. Amen. Keep, amen, our, amen, evangelist, amen, the woman of God, amen, and her family up in prayer. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, amen, and the Reed family. Amen. We're asking you to keep, continue to lift them up in prayer. Amen. That God may be their source of strength. Amen. And sustainer. Amen. And amen. These times, amen, of difficulties. Amen. As we are aware, many of us aware. Amen. She lost her mother, amen, early part of this week. Amen. So let's pray for them. Amen. Even as they make preparations, amen, to lay their mother to rest. Amen. We know God has it all, amen, in control. Amen. If nothing happens and nothing is done that God is not aware of. Amen. And one thing about God, he's too wise to make a mistake. Amen. He's too intelligent to mess up. God knows what he's doing. Amen. And God knows how to do it. Amen. Because he is God. Amen. And beside him, there is no other. Amen. But amen, as we're human, we, amen, we do, amen, have a tendency to, amen, miss our loved ones. We have a tendency to, amen, feel pain and feel sorrow. Amen. But we know God is a comforter. Amen. We know that God is the, amen, he's the great healer. He said, for I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. He's the healer. Amen. Amen. And God is able to take away the pain and wipe away every tear from our eye. So that's what we're doing tonight. We're praying for the woman of God and the family. Amen. We want them to know that we love them. We are concerned. Amen. That we're here. Amen. To aid them. Amen. In any way possible. Amen. And let them know, amen, that They do have our support. Amen. Also, if you'd like to be a blessing, amen, too. Amen, the woman of God and her family. Amen. You can, amen, amen, send correspondence. Amen. If you would like to send correspondence, amen, card, amen, monetary, whatever it is that you want to, amen, send to be a blessing. Amen. You can send it to, amen, our P.O. Box. Amen. Our P.O. Box, amen, the Prayer News Network P.O. Box. Amen. And we will give you the information, amen, at the end of the program as well. Amen. Well, let me go ahead and give it to you now. Amen. I'll go ahead and give it to you now just so you can write it down. Amen. If you would like, amen, to send correspondence, amen, whether card, amen, monetary, amen, donation, amen, to aid the family and help or support of the family, amen, you can send it to, amen, our P.O. Box. Amen. The P.O. Box is Prayer News Network, care of Minister Evangelist Annette Bradley, P.O. Box 7937, Macon, Georgia, 31209. Once again, our mailing address is Prayer News Network, care of Minister Evangelist Annette Bradley, P.O. Box 7937, Macon, Georgia. Amen. You can send your correspondence to Evangelist Bradley. Amen. To, amen, her sister, Sister Gwen. Amen. That be on the line. Amen. And however, whoever you send it, they will get it. Amen. Also, if you would like to send, amen, correspondence to, amen, our other advisor, Evangelist Stamper, amen, who lost her aunt as well. Amen. You can also send it to the same P.O. Box. Amen. And we will be sure that she gets her mail as well. Amen. We all help us one towards another. Amen. Scripture lets us know, it said, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Amen. I'm going to say that again. The Word of God says in the book of Romans, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Amen. We're trying to help somebody else, amen, on this journey to make it through. Amen. Somebody, amen, was there for us. Amen. When we needed somebody, somebody was there for us. Why not lend a helping hand back? Amen. Especially to the woman of God. Amen. She has labored, amen, in the vineyard on this prayer line. She has labored over a year every night on this broadcast. Amen. Here to see to it that, amen, we're getting the Word of God, that our spirits are being fed, that we're staying connected to the vine. We're staying connected to Jesus. Amen. That's love. Amen. That's love that somebody would sacrifice their life. Amen. Sacrifice their life for you and I. Amen. To do what they can do to help us. Amen. To be saved. Amen. So, amen. This is the least that we can do. Amen. Is to lend a helping hand in time of need. Amen. If you would like to cash app, amen. If you would like to send some funds through Cash App, amen. The Cash App address is $GiftOfPrayer. Once again, if you would like to send, amen, a financial blessing, amen, through Cash App, amen, it's Cash App, amen, Cash App, $GiftOfPrayer. $GiftOfPrayer. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for your support. We thank you in advance, amen, for what you have done, what you're going to do in the future. Amen. We're one. Amen. We are a family. Amen. And we're a family. We got to stick together. Amen. Because we need each other. I need you. You need me. Amen. To survive. Amen. So let's pull together so we can survive and so we can make it with the help of the Lord. Amen. We love you, people, God. Amen. We love you. We're so grateful. Amen. We give God the praise. Once again, we just glorify God. Amen. For putting us together. Amen. Thank God for each one of you that have come to the line again. Thank God for our regular listeners that are here every night. Amen. We want you to know we do appreciate you. And we want you to know we notice you. We see you. Amen. We know that you're there. Amen. We say thank you. Amen. We praise God. Amen. So let us prepare our hearts and our minds for prayer tonight. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I am your co-host tonight, Minister Emmanuel Hogue. I am your co-host. Thank God for our other co-hosts. Amen. Evangelist Diane Bonds. Amen. Thank God for the woman of God. Amen. Always, amen, there to, amen, help to carry on the work of the Lord as well. Thank God for Minister Ali Booker. Amen. Ali Hour. Amen. She has, amen, a segment called Ali Hour. Amen. We thank God for her. Thank God for Evangelist Stanford. Evangelist Renee Jones. Amen. We thank God for, amen, amen, our songster, Evangelist, amen, Sister Robin. Amen to our prayer warriors. Amen. We thank God for everybody. Amen. God is so good. Amen. He's so good. Amen. Just, amen. We can't even explain the goodness of God. Amen. But we are just appreciative tonight. Thank God for our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. We want you to know that. Amen. We know you're there. Amen. We do honor you tonight. All of our Blog Talk Radio listeners, all of our international listeners, those that are calling from other countries. Amen, throughout the world, Trinidad, amen, Bermuda, amen, the Virgin Islands, amen, South Africa, China, Italy, Totola, amen, just all around. Amen, we want you to know that. We know that you're there, amen, that you're listening, and surely you're finding substance, amen, through this line, amen, and we praise God for you, amen. We continue to pray that God will do great things in your life, that God will continue to work in your life, amen, and make you what he will have you to be, amen. This is our prayer. Lord, work on me. Each and every day, Lord, work on me. Shine your light from heaven down on my soul. If you find anything that shouldn't be, Lord, take it out and save me. I want to be right. I want to be saved. And I want to be holy. Amen. So would you pray with me tonight? Amen. Let us go to God in prayer. Amen. Psalm 66 and 18. Amen. It says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Truly, we want our pathway to be clear tonight. We don't want nothing to stand in the way of God. Amen. Moving in our lives and answering our prayers. Amen. So let's set our house in order tonight. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for being good. We thank you for being God, and besides you, there's no other. Father God, we thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for salvation through the blood of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, how you bless us throughout the course of this day. Father God, we thank you for how you bless us in our place of worship. We thank you, oh God, for how we was able to feel your presence. Oh God, we know that one touch from you, oh God, will make our coming here worthwhile. Oh God, wherever we worship at today, Father God, we thank you for being there. We thank you for meeting us, oh God. Oh, God, even in our place of worship, because you was already there when we got there. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for being a good God. We thank you for being a mighty God. We thank you for being a comforter in the mighty name of Jesus. God. Oh, God, we come to lift up our voice tonight. We come to lift up our voice like a trumpet in Zion. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We shout victory tonight. We shout praise. We shout glory tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, have your way in our lives, God. Oh, God, make us and mold us what you have us to be. Jesus, shine your light from heaven on our soul tonight. Oh, God, you find anything that should not be. We know if you look good enough. We know if you examine us, you will find something. Oh, God, so whatever it may be tonight, oh, God, we pray that you will move it out the way. Oh, God, we don't want no spot. We don't want no wrinkle. We don't want no blemish in our garments. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, wash us whiter than snow. Lord, make us whole tonight. Oh, God, make us all over again. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, what we have got, we God, we pray you be our strength. Oh, God, what we have asked, God, we pray that you forgive us tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, forgive us tonight, Jesus. Lord, forgive us tonight of our shortcomings. Lord, forgive us of our failure, God. Forgive us of all of our disobedience. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to be right tonight. Lord, make us right tonight, Jesus. Lord, make us right tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know all about it, God. You know our uprising tonight. You know our downsitting tonight. You know all about it, Jesus. You're acquainted with all of our ways. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know how frail we are tonight. You know where we're weak tonight, God. Oh, God, but when I'm weak, then am I strong. In the name of Jesus, Lord, be our strength tonight. Be a very present help in trouble. In the name of Jesus, Lord, purge us tonight, God. Purge us and give us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, work on us tonight, Lord. Make us and mold us tonight. As the pot of dust the clay, oh, God, we're in your hands tonight. You can do with us as you will. You can shape us tonight. You can make us tonight. You can break us, oh, God, and make us all over again. Oh, God, make us better tonight. We want to be better, God. We want to be better, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to be right. We want to walk right. We want to talk right. Help us to live right. Each and every day, God, crucify the flesh. Crucify the old man with his deeds, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let greater rise up tonight. Let greater rise up in our souls, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said the righteous are bold as a lion. Oh, God, give us holy boldness. Oh, God, take our fear, take our drawback, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you, God. Oh, God, we want you to work in us tonight. Oh, God, work through us tonight. Oh, God, you take control, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let a soul be saved. Let a body be healed tonight. Let blinded eyes come open. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, move headaches tonight. Oh, God, move sinus pressure tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, dry up that cancer tonight. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody's body racking with pain. But, Lord, we know you're a healer. We know one church from you, Oh, God, will ease the pain, in the mighty name of Jesus, Somebody weary tonight, but you told us to be not weary, in well-doing, for in due season, we shall reap if we faint not, help us not to faint, but help us to reap, in due season, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, glory to your name, God, help us not to be weary in well-doing. We know you able, Lord. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your will tonight. Oh, Lord, have your way in our lives. Have your way, God. Lord, not our will, but let your will be done. No longer I, but it's you, Christ, that lives inside. Oh, God, we're not our own. We've been bought with a price. You paid the price on Calvary with your blood. Your blood that you shed for us, Oh, God, you purchased our salvation, You redeemed us, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, And for that we praise you, And for that we glorify you tonight, In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let your will be done, In earth as it is in heaven, Oh, God, give us this day our daily bread, Lord, give us what we need this day, In the name of Jesus, Oh, God, victory belongeth unto you, Victory belongeth unto the Lord, Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, give us victory tonight. The triumph over the adversary. Give us victory, God, to conquer and to subdue. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us not to be moved. Help us not to be so shaken in mind, nor shaken in spirit. In the name of Jesus. But help us to put on the whole arm of God. Help us to be steadfast. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we lift our voice unto you tonight. Oh, God, we cry holy unto the Lord. We cry holy unto the Lord. In that day, there should be bells on horses. Cry holy unto the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you. We praise you. Oh, God, you're so righteous. You're so holy. You're so pure. In the mighty name of Jesus. In all your ways, you're so righteous. Oh, God, there's none like you tonight. Hallelujah, God, there is none like you. We serve an awesome God. You are so awesome. Oh, God, we come to love on you tonight. We come to love on you tonight, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to fall in love with you even the more. Help us to fall in love with you, Jesus. Oh, God, give us a hunger for you. Give us a thirst for you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, quit your thirsting soul. Quit your longing soul, God. Lord God, feed us, oh God, feed us with manna from on high. Fill us up tonight, Jesus. Lord, fill our cups tonight, God, and let our cups run over. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, strengthen our souls on every side. Oh God, strengthen us tonight, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? As the heart panteth after the water brooks, huh? So panteth my soul after thee, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh God, we long to see your face, huh? Lord, we want to make heaven our home, huh? We want to go back to with you when you come, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh God, we want to hear your voice say, well done, huh? Thy good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord, huh? Oh God, we want to hear you say, welcome, huh? Welcome home, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? We don't want to hear you say, depart from me. You work of iniquity, I never even knew you. Oh God, we don't want to hear those words, huh? But we want you to welcome us home, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh God, we want to see your face in peace, huh? You said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Oh, God, but help us to do it now rather than later, huh? Help us to acknowledge you as Lord now, huh? Rather than later, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Be Lord of our life, huh? Be King of kings. Be Lord of lords, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Help somebody to make you, oh, God, make you their choice tonight, huh? Help somebody to make you Lord over their lives, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, God, break up fast grounds tonight. Break up stony hearts, God. Oh, God, strengthen your people this night, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, bless everyone on the line tonight. Oh, God, wherever they may be calling from, every home that's represented tonight. Father God, we pray that you will bless them, God. Bless all of our leaders tonight, God. Bless all of our advisors tonight, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, bless your faithful listeners, God. Those that come to this line every night, God. We want you to endow them with power, huh? Oh, God, empower them tonight, God, huh? Fill them, oh God, fill them with your power. Use them in a mighty way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we know that you're able, Lord. Help us to grow in grace. We want to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you told us to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, prepare us tonight, God. Oh God, prepare us for what's to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, get us ready for that great day. Get us ready for that great day, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh God, we pray a special prayer, a blessing even over our visionary and founder, God. Oh God, look on Vance Bradley right now, God. Continue to touch her, continue to strengthen the Lord. Oh God, touch her right now and encourage her heart, Jesus, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh God, you lighten the load, God. Oh God, you know how frail we are, huh? You know our human, oh God, mindset. But Lord, we pray that you will strengthen the family right now. Oh God, keep them in perfect peace, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh God, look on Sister Gwen tonight, huh? Look on their brother, God, Andrew, oh God, huh? Yeah, oh God, even all the other siblings, Father God. We pray that you will remember them in a special way, huh? Oh God, even look on all the grandchildren, God, huh? Oh God, bless that family tonight, God, huh? Oh, God, comfort them tonight. Be a comforter unto them, Jesus. Oh, God, get them through this tonight, God. Get them through this, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, even as they make preparations, Father, oh, God, to lay their mother to rest, we pray that you would take them through, God. Oh, God, hold them up, Jesus. Oh, God, give them strength, give them courage. Help them to look to you, Jesus, in a time like this. We know you're able. We know you got the power. Father God, we trust you. Father God, though you may slay us, yet will we trust you. In the mighty name of Jesus, even when we don't understand everything, but Lord, we trust you, because we know you don't make no mistakes. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, our life is in your hands. Oh God, teach us to number our days. Lord, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that we may get in a hurry and seek your face, and that we may do it now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on Vangelist Davis tonight, Father God, whether she's on the line or not. But, Father God, you know the prayer that she stands in need of. Oh, God, you know all about it, God. We pray that you will work it out. We pray you will fix it tonight. Oh, God, work in her life, move in her life right now. Oh, God, touch her feeble body. Give her strength, God. Oh, God, we speak life tonight. Oh, God, we believe the report of the Lord. We believe your report tonight. Oh, God, you said we shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. Oh, God, breathe on her right now, Jesus. Oh, God, breathe the breath of life on her in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, prolong her days, God, in the name of Jesus. You did for Hezekiah. Surely you could do it for her tonight. And, Father God, we praise you in advance for it. Oh, God, we count it done right now. We believe you, God. We know that you're the life giver. And we know, oh, God, that you can do all things but fail. Oh, God, we trust you tonight. We believe you. We take you at your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, even as this day is set aside for Grandparents' Day, Father God, we pray that you will bless every grandparent. Oh, God, that's on the line and that may not be on the line. Father God, we acknowledge all the grandparents today. And Father God, we pray a special blessing for the grandparents. We pray that you will bless every grandparent today, Father God, even those that are raising their grandchildren. Oh, God, we pray that you will be strength, God, even after they raise their own children. Now they're raising their grandchildren. Father God, give them strength tonight. Oh, God, give them patience. Oh, God, give them wisdom and knowledge, God, understanding, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, anoint them for the task. Anoint them for the task, God. Oh, God, help them to be the leader. Help them to be the example, God, in their family. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless them, bless them, bless them right now, God. Oh, God, bless their going out, bless their coming in. Oh, God, from this time forth, even forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, provide, make ways out of no way, open up doors. Oh, God, that seem to be closed. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless us this day. Oh, God, you said in my name. Father God, we pray in your name. Oh, God, we know that anything going to be done is going to be through your name, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we love you. We thank you. We do glorify you. We praise you for your God. This prayer, we thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for what you're going to do, even on this night. Father God, we pray, oh, God, that you will bless, encourage tonight, strengthen, save, heal, and deliver. In the mighty name of Jesus, not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name be glory. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be accepted in our sight. O Lord, our shepherd and our redeemer, this prayer we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Amen. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Amen. We ought to give God some praise this evening. Amen. For the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, the Lord is worthy to be praised. Amen. And we ought to lift him higher tonight. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Amen. That's what Jesus said. So all we got to do is lift him up. If we lift Jesus up, he'll do the rest. Amen. He's going to do the drawing. But we got to lift him up. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for this night. We thank God, amen, for, amen, our, amen, sanctification of prayer. Amen. We thank God for prayer. Amen. Prayer, amen, is always in order. And prayer, it prepares us. Amen. It prepares us. It ushers in, amen, the Spirit of God. Amen. We tell the Lord, welcome. Amen. We welcome you into our heart. We welcome you into our spirit. We welcome you into our atmosphere. And, oh, God, then when you come into our atmosphere, we want you to have your way. Amen. Do whatever it is that you want to do as long as you be glorified and pleased with us. Amen. So we thank God, amen, this night. Amen for each one of you, as before stated. Thank God for those of you that may have just come in. Amen. Once again, we welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. You can get a copy, amen, of the broadcast. Amen. We get a copy, share it. Amen. We hope that you have reached out to somebody. Amen. Amen. Go out into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come in. Amen. Compel somebody to come. Amen. To the Prayer News Network. Amen. That they can be blessed. Amen. By God. Just like he has done for us. Amen. So we love the Lord tonight. Amen. We give God praise. Amen. And tonight, amen, we, amen, like before stated, we're not going to weary you. Amen. Because we do want to be mindful of your time. Amen. We know that many of you have been in your service this morning. Amen. You have went to your place of worship. Amen. And we know that you got a word from the Lord. Amen. And so we want that word to continue to marinate, amen, in your soul. We want you to think on and ponder on the word of God, amen, that you have heard, amen, today. Amen. So God can continue to work, amen, in your life and through your life through the word of God. Amen. God is going to complete the work that he started in you. Amen. I say God is going to complete the work, hallelujah, that he started in you. Amen. I believe that for my life, that whatever God has started in my life, he's going to fulfill it. He's going to complete it, and he's going to get the glory out of my life. Amen. So I'm just waiting on the Lord. Amen. And so we praise God for that. Amen. But just before, amen, we go any further, amen, we just want to read, amen, a passage of, amen, scripture, amen, that's laid on my heart. Amen. We're going a little different way tonight, but that's okay. Amen. God's ways are not our ways. Neither his thoughts our thoughts. Amen. So tonight we want to read a scripture, amen, in your hearing tonight. Amen. It will come from the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, amen, verses 1 and 2. And then we're going to skip down, amen, to the, amen, the 28th verse. Amen. But Isaiah, the 40th chapter, amen, verses 1 and 2. It says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfort to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she shall receive of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Amen. It says, comfort ye my people, saith the Lord. Speak ye comfortable to Jerusalem. Amen. This is what we want to do tonight. We want to comfort one another, amen, through the word of God. We want to, amen, speak encouragement. Amen. We want to speak life over, amen, our sisters and brothers, over those that are going through, those that are hurting, those that are, amen, burning down. Amen. Let them know, amen, you can get through this. Amen. You can make it with the help of the Lord. Amen. God will bring you through this. Amen. I love the song that says, God will see me through this. True, whatever it is that you're going through tonight, tell yourself, God will see me through this. Amen. Say it again with me and believe it. God will get me through this. God will get me through this. Declare it in Jesus' name. God will get us through this. Amen. So it says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Amen. Speak comfortable to Jerusalem. Amen. This is what God, amen, wants us to do. He wants us to comfort one another with these words. What word? The word of God. Speak the word of God over somebody's situation, over somebody's life. Amen. Let them know, what did God say? Never mind what somebody else said. Never mind what the doctor said. But what did God say? Amen. God said, we're delivered, and that settles it. God said, we're healed, that settles it. God said, we're set free, that settles it. Amen. Just because God said it, amen, that settles it. Amen. And it goes on, amen, in the 28th verse. Amen. Isaiah 40 and 28. It says, has thou not known, has thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. Do we believe God tonight? Do we believe the word of God? Has thou not known? Has thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, are you waiting upon the Lord tonight? Are you waiting on the Lord tonight? Amen. Regardless of your situation, regardless of your circumstances, are you waiting on God? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Amen. We bless God tonight. God wants to comfort our heart tonight. Amen. Comfort ye one another with these words. Tell somebody to wait on God. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, wait on the Lord. Turn to somebody else and say, wait on God. Amen. Tell yourself, wait on God. Amen. Wait on the Lord, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. Truly, we bless God tonight. We praise God tonight. Amen. For this night. Amen. We praise God. Amen. For, amen, the platform. Amen. That God has ordained for this night. Amen. Like I said, amen. We know that many of you have already been in your service tonight. Amen. So, amen, we just want to just come together. Amen. Touch and agree together in faith. We want to comfort one another with these words. Amen. The words of God, the words of Jesus. Amen. Not our words, but we want to, amen, comfort one another. Amen. With the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us let one another know that we can make it. Amen. With the help of the Lord. Amen. So tonight, amen, we know, amen, for stated. We know, amen, in the absence of our visionary founder, amen, have been absent on the prayer line, amen, amen. But we want to, amen, just send, amen, encouragement out to her tonight. Amen. We just want to send some encouraging words out to, amen, our visionary founder, amen, Evangelist Bradley, amen, and the family, amen. We just want to, amen, just give them some encouraging words tonight to let them know to keep their head up. Amen. To keep looking to Jesus. Amen. Whatever it is that the Lord laid on your heart that you want to, amen, share and speak into their life. Amen. Tonight, amen, we want to send shout outs. Amen. We're giving shout outs, amen, to the family tonight. Amen. Encouraging words. Amen. To the family. Amen. To Vanessa Bradley. Amen. Whether she's on the line. To, amen, her sister, Sister Gwen. Amen. Whether she's on the line. Amen. To, amen, the children, the grandchildren. Amen. Any other sibling, any other family member. Amen. Not only that, but just to the body of Christ, to the PNN, amen, family. Amen. Because, amen, Mother Reed was a part of this broadcast. She loved the Prad News Network. Amen. She was a faithful listener. Amen. And she was here, amen, on the line literally every night, amen, as possible. She was here. She was very active on the line. Amen. Every time she came on the line, amen, I said, that's Mother Reed. Amen, because I got to know her voice. Amen, I may not have known her in the natural, but I praise God. I'm so honored to say I have known her through the phone and to know that she loved the Lord. Amen, she was a great supporter of the Prayer News Network. Amen, she was a faithful listener. She was one of our mothers in Zion. Amen, up on this line. Amen, and amen, the Lord has called her home. Amen, she will be greatly missed. We will greatly miss her voice. We will greatly miss her, amen, calling into the Prayer News Network, requesting prayer for herself and for her family and for others. Amen. But we know God's got it all in control. Amen. She's with the Lord. She's, amen, she's at peace. Amen. She's at rest. Amen. Resting in the bosom of Abraham the Father. Amen. One day you and I, we got to do the same thing. One day you and I, we got to transition out of this world. Amen. We didn't come here to stay. This world is not our home. Amen. But while we're here, amen, we want to be arm bearers. We want to be, amen, support. We want to comfort one another with these words, just as the word of God told us to do. So tonight, amen, our platform is designated, amen, dedicated to, amen, our, amen, visionary and founder, amen, Evangelist Bradley. Amen, to the Bradley family and to the, amen, Bradley and Reed family, amen, to the family tonight. Our program is dedicated to them, where we want to give you an opportunity, amen, to come on the platform, amen, share your words of comfort, share your words of strength, encouragement, amen, and speak life into, amen, this family this night. Also, amen, we want to remember Vanja Stanford. Amen. She's one of our PNN advisors as well. Amen. She, amen, has been having death in her family, amen, as well. And she just lost her aunt as well. So, amen, we want to encourage her too. Amen. We want to include Vanja Stanford in this as well. And we want to speak life over, amen, Vanja Stanford and her family. And we want to be, amen, strength unto them. Amen. We want to be support, amen, to the people of God because, amen, these are, amen, our sisters and, amen, brothers in Christ. And we want to be arm bearers unto them this night. So we're going to, amen, open up the floor, platform unto you. Amen. Want you, amen, to be wise, use wisdom with your time because we know other people may want to have other words to say. Amen. We're not expecting to be on the line all night. So we want to, amen, use wisdom. Amen. Word of God lets us know, let everything be done decently and in order. Amen. But we can say what we need to say. Amen. And give somebody else a chance. Amen. To speak their words of comfort as well. Amen. So God bless you at this time. Amen. If you so desire, amen, to share your comfort, words of comfort, amen, to the Bradley, Reed, and Stanford family, amen, you may do so at this, amen, by pushing *6. Amen. Unmute and come on over to the platform. Amen. God bless you. Who will be first?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Giving on to Jesus Christ, I thank and praise God for his goodness and his mercy. And I just want to tell Minister Bradley that we are praying for her. And many of us have lost mothers. We know what she's going through, so we can have that sympathy for her and Sister Gwen and the rest of the family. And we just want you to know that we are praying for you. I'm telling you we're praying for you daily, sometimes twice a day. Just know that we got you. You always, you know, so good about praying for us. So that's what we are doing for you. And Evangelist Stanford, I just want you to know that I'm praying for you. Didn't know that you had a loss, but now I do, and I'm praying for you. And I thank you so much for every message that you send back to me. I thank you for never missing a beat. You always send me my message. I want you to know that we are praying for you, and you are sincerely in our heart. And we love you and Minister Bradley, the whole Bradley family and Stanford family. And just say God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. Beautiful, beautiful. Amen. Those are beautiful words, amen, of encouragement, amen, to the families. Thank you, amen, missionary fan. Amen. God bless you. Amen. See, I know your voice. Amen. God bless you, missionary fan. Amen. We thank God for you. It's always a blessing. Amen, to hear from you. Amen. Next caller, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Just want to send a little shout-out to Evangelist Bradley and to Evangelist Stanford. Just would like to tell them these words. Let not your heart be troubled, because God said so. Amen. God is a good God. And I'm asking you to let not your heart be troubled, because we know that she's a believer. That's one thing assurance that you can always count on, knowing that she is a believer. Want to encourage you all to look unto the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Just keep looking to the hills. Keep leaning and depending on him, knowing that there's no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. I want to leave that with one, let you all know that we love you and that we're praying for you. And God bless you, Sister Jane.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Elder Packer. We praise God for you. Amen. Beautiful words of the Lord. Comfort, amen, my people with these words, says the Lord. Let not your heart be troubled. Amen. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. We thank God, amen, for you. Thank God for, amen, the words of, amen, comfort. Amen. Anyone else, amen, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it rolling. Comfort ye one another with these words.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Feel like
Come on, people, God, let's give God some praise right now. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise God right where you are tonight. Come on and bless God right where you are tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I feel like going on. Although trials may be on every hand, but I still feel like going on. Amen. We got to go on, people of God. Amen. We got to go on. We must go on. Amen. We must go on and see what the end is going to be. Amen. We thank God for the, amen, beautiful, amen, selection. Amen. The words, amen, the comfort coming through Sister Sheila Jones. Amen. Very timely for everybody, for the family, for every one of our listeners. Amen. Let's go on. For those of you that may have lost one through COVID, amen. This is for you too. Amen. Comfort ye, my people. Amen. I feel like going on. Come on and let's go on, people of God. Let's go on, people of God. Amen. We can make it. We can make it with the help of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Sister Sheila Jones. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. I believe we have another call on the line.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless Sister Gwen.
I would like to first of all say thank you, Ministry Manuel, and everyone that's praying for our family and Sister Stafford family. It's written that he would never leave us or forsake us. If we ever needed the Lord, we need him now. So this is the time to, if you ain't been into him, tap into him to get the strength we need, because we're going to need him before it's over. Thank y'all. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. If I ever needed the Lord before, I sure do need him now. If I ever needed the Lord before, I sure do need the Lord now. Amen. We need the strength of the Lord. Amen. Like she said, tap into him. Amen. Get connected and stay connected to the vine. Amen. Stay connected to the vine, people of God, because he is the source of our strength. Amen. He's the center of our life. In him we live and move and have our being. Amen. Without God, we could do nothing. Amen. God bless you, Sister Gwen. We're so glad to hear you, your voice, and we're praying for you. Amen. We're praying for you and the family. Amen. That God, amen, will give y'all strength and keep y'all in perfect peace. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Anyone else tonight? Amen. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Mother Betty Boyle, and I'm calling to say that I am praying for the families of the bereaved on the PNN network, and I just love everyone, and I praise God for the PNN because it has strengthened me so much, and now I know that I have love of God's people, and I also love them in return, and I'm praying for their strength in this time of bereavement.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Betty. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank God for those words of comfort. Amen. Those are the words of Jesus. Love ye one another. Even as I have loved thee. Amen. Even as Christ loved us, so must we love one another. Amen. And love, amen. Love is an action word. Love ain't just, it ain't just a word. It's an action word. You feel love. You know where real love is there. Amen. And want you to people, God, amen. We want you to feel the love of God through, amen, each one. We want you to feel the love of God reaching out to you. Amen. You need somebody. Amen. You should be able to go to your brother and sister and say, amen, pray for me. Amen. God bless you. We have another call on the line. Glory be to God. Do we have another caller? Hallelujah. If not, amen, we're going to pause for a minute, and we're going to ask our, amen, our, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. How you doing?
God bless you. Praise the Lord. We're doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Praise the Lord. Emmanuel Ho, God bless you. This is Sharon Hunt from Jacksonville, Florida. I just want to give my condolences and my words of encouragement to Evangelist Bradley and praise God for Sister Stanford. As one of the other mothers already said, that how she's always timely and sending in those tapes, you know, to our phone and getting back with us. Thank God for them and the other individual that had death in their family. I just pray comfort and strength to the women of God and to their families. I know Evangelist Bradley talked about her mom a lot, and, of course, we were friends on Facebook as well, and her family, and I just thank God. And I know, she's been strengthening and everything, and thank God for the thanks of God that is calling in and giving words of encouragement, because that's what we're supposed to do for one another. And thank God for you. Praise God, Minister Emmanuel Hole, and all that you've done and all your preaching. And thank God for you. I listen to you all the time. I don't call in all the time, but I'm listening. And I just thank God for each and every one. And y'all pray, keep us in prayer and, you know, and keep them lifted up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord some praise. Come on and put those hands together and give the Lord some praise. Glory
Hallelujah.
Be to God. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. God is so good. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm enjoying these words of comfort. I'm enjoying these encouraging words because we're helping to strengthen one another. We are strengthening one another tonight. Amen. Just like the word of God says, comfort ye my people, saith the Lord. This is what God wants us to do. He wants us to comfort one another. Amen. Be arm bearers one to another. Amen. So I thank God, amen, for those words. I know the families are being encouraged tonight. I know Evangelist Bradley, her heart is being uplifted. I know Sister Gwen, her heart is being uplifted. Even Evangelist Stanford, I know they are being uplifted through these words of comfort coming through, amen, each one of you tonight. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for you, Sister Sharon Hunt. Thank God for you, amen. Your words were even encouraging to my heart tonight. Amen. I do appreciate you. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Keep on hanging in there with us. Amen. Keep hanging in there with us. Amen. We love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Anyone else tonight? I'm enjoying this. Anyone else? Glory be to God. Amen. If not, we're going to take a pause. Amen. We're going to take a break. Amen. And we're going to ask, amen, our advisor soloist. Amen. Our soloist, Sister Robin Jackson. Amen. She will come forth and render us with a solo tonight. God bless you, amen, woman of God, Sister Robin.
Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, bless his Savior. He's worthy to be praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, bless his Savior, he's worthy to pray. From the rising Everybody ought to praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised.
Amen, amen. He's worthy to be praised. Blessed Savior, Jesus. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. Amen. We ought to praise him tonight. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. No matter what I'm going through, amen, I still got to bless the Lord because he's worthy to be praised. And I'll find out that my praise will bring me through. My praise will bring me out. Whatever it is I'm going through, if I put a praise on it, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. All we got to do is put a praise on it. Amen. And God will bring us through. God will give us the strength, amen, to get through this. Amen. So we bless God for that. Amen. Solo. Amen. Coming through. Amen. Our own advisor. Amen. Our soulster, soloist. Amen. Sister Robin Jackson. Praise him. People, God, that's all you got to do. Praise your way through. Amen. You don't know what else to do. God said, praise your way through tonight. Amen. That's the answer. Amen. To our situation. Amen. So we bless God. We praise God. Amen. Do we, amen. Anyone else, amen, would like to have some words of comfort, amen, to the, amen, our, amen, families that we're dedicating this broadcast to tonight. Amen. Anyone else would have like to have some words of comfort, amen. This broadcast is dedicated, amen, to all, amen, our families that are going through, amen. First of all, amen, our founder and visionary of the Pratt News Network, Evangeline Bradley, amen, and her family, the Reed family. Amen. Also to our advisor that, amen, has been working so diligently and faithfully with the Prayer News Network. Amen. Evangelist Stamper. Amen. They have suffered loss. Amen. But not only to them, but even to you. Amen. Many of our listeners, many of you, amen, have experienced loss in your family as well. And tonight, God wants to comfort your heart. God come to strengthen his people tonight. Amen. To let you know to be encouraged. Amen. Hold your head up. Amen. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen. Selah. And God wants you to hold your head up and keep on walking on because he will get you through this. God will see you through this. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Would like to share some words, amen, of comfort and encouragement tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Kathy Brown, and I just want to say to Evangelist Danford and Evangelist Bradley that I have been praying for you all, and that I love y'all from my heart, from the bottom of my heart, and y'all just be strong. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Kathy. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank you for coming onto the platform to share your words of comfort. Amen. Encouragement. And you know what, people, God, so many times, amen, people pray for us. These, amen, these men and women of God, they pray for us. But sometimes we got to stop and we got to pray for somebody else. Amen. And I praise God because, amen. We know Evangelist Bradley. We know she's a praying woman. We know she believes in the power of prayer. Amen. The Lord gave her. She loved prayer so much that the Lord inspired her to write the book. Amen. The Gift of Prayer. It's a free gift. All you have to do is unwrap it. Amen. The Gift of Prayer. Amen. And she began to say, you have to become prayer. Amen. So we don't always want to be on the receiving end all the time. Yes, we want people to pray for us. Don't, amen, get me wrong, misinterpret me. But sometimes we got to stop and we got to pray for somebody. We must pray for somebody. As somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, They took the time out to pray for me. Now is my turn. We then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. So we are to take time, amen, to pray for somebody. Somebody pray for us. Now we are to lend a helping hand and, amen, give back and pray for somebody else. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're taking time to give back to those that have ministered, amen, to us. They have poured into our lives, amen, over and over and over again. They have poured into our lives. But tonight, amen, it's our turn to pour back into their lives. Amen. And I believe, amen, through this, amen, God is going to do something great in their life. I believe through this, amen, their burden is going to be a little bit easier. God is going to lighten their load just through your words of comfort tonight. Amen. Through your songs of praise. Amen. So we praise God for each one of you that have come forth tonight. Amen. We don't want you to miss out. Amen. While the platform is still open, anyone else? Amen. We don't want you to miss out. Amen. Because we are going to bring it to a close. Amen. But we want to give you a chance to share your words of comfort and encouragement tonight.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I just want to give my condolences to the Reed Bradley family and the Stanford family. Let them know that I'm praying for them. But most of all, I just want to speak a few words into their spirit. First, I want to address the PNN Network and let Minister Bradley know that the PNN Network has been a lifeline for many listeners. And the word says, cast your bread upon the water, and you shall find it in many days. So now it's time for her to reap the reward for the things that she have labored, to let her receive. And so open up her heart and let her receive the love from all the listeners everywhere. That I know that they are praying for her, but open up her heart to receive the blessings that God is going to send to her and Gwen, the whole family. And then just remember that the Lord is the light in my salvation. Whom shall I fear? They don't have to fear anything, that knowing that God is and will be their keeper, and that they're supposed to cast their cares on the Lord, and he will sustain them, and he will never let the righteous fall. And just like Minister Hogue said about in Psalm 24, it said, lift up thy head, all the gates. Who is the King of Glory? So they have to look to the Lord for their healing, their delivering. Yes, I've lost a mother, and I know how that is, and I know how it feels. No, it won't be easy, but I know that God is a burden bearer. I know that God will keep you. I know that he will dry up those tears in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, weeping may endure for a little while, but joy comes in the morning. He is our strength, and he is our deliverer, and he will find you just where you are in every need that you meet. Not one, but every need that you need during this time, he will give it to you in Jesus' name. Be blessed.
Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord some praise. If you believe God, give him some praise right now. Hallelujah. If you believe God, give him some praise right now. Glory be to God. Glory, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We speak life tonight. We speak life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Every need, God, he will supply. He will meet every need tonight. Whatever the need is, God will meet every need. Oh, glory. Come on and praise them, people. Come on and praise them, people, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Sister Gail. You stir things up. You stir my soul up, Sister Gail. Hallelujah. Amen, I tell you. Amen. We're strengthening one another tonight. Glory be to God. She said, every need. Amen. People, God, do you hear that? Every need that you have tonight, God will meet every need tonight. Amen. There's no failure in God. There's nothing that God cannot do. Glory be to God. He's capable. He's able to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you feel what we feel tonight? Do you feel, amen? Do you believe God tonight? Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. We hear faith tonight and we take hold of faith tonight. Amen. We thank you, amen, Sister Gail. Amen. We appreciate Evangelist Gail coming over and sharing with us. Amen. I tell you, amen, those words were, amen, inspiring, encouraging, touching. Amen. I tell you, I feel the presence of the Lord tonight. Amen. God is doing great things for us. He's doing great things in our midst for us. Amen. And he's strengthening us. We're being strengthened right now, people of God. Amen. We are being strengthened right now, right as we speak, right as we listen. God is strengthening us. He come to breathe on us. God is breathing the breath of life on us. He said, live and not die. You shall live and not die. Glory be to God. Amen. God wants us to be encouraged tonight. Amen. This is what this program is about. Amen. To strengthen one another. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Gail. Appreciate you. Amen. Allowing the Lord, amen, to speak, amen, through you. God bless you. Anyone else, amen, before we bring it to a close? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any of our advisors on the phone tonight? Amen. Any of our advisors, amen, would like to, amen, come on the platform and have something to say? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, if not, amen.
The Lord, praise the name of the Lord.
Praise
Him.
Praise God. Praise God. For His name is a strong tower. We can run into Him and be saved. We bless the name of the Lord tonight for each of you all. We praise God for this opportunity and this time that is given that we can come and just to say encouraging words unto the families, the Marie family, our Mother Reed, family Minister Bradley, and the family, and Sister Gwen. We bless God for you all, our Evangelist Stanford, and to all those that have suffered loss in one way, form or another, and also to the Mac Reynolds family. We in the loss, and we bless the name of the Lord tonight. We praise God for you all. We praise God for your diligence. We praise God for how you have labored in the gospel and how you labored and how you've been there and been a blessing unto others. We bless the name of the Lord for all the things that you have poured out of your spirit into the hearts and the lives of others. And now it's time that we pour it back into you. But the Lord is your strength. The Lord is. The Lord is your sustainer. The Lord is your hope. The Lord is your peace in the midst of trouble. The Lord is the joy. The Lord is your joy in the midst of your sorrow. It's the Lord. It's the Lord's promise. And he is faithful to his promise. If we live or die, it is unto the Lord. We bless the Lord for her mom's life that she lived. We praise God that she will never die. We bless the name of the Lord that old things will pass away. And now behold, God making things anew. Even in the midst of it, we may not can behold the new high that God is doing. That God is doing. Even in the midst of the heartaches, in the midst of the pain. I know what it is to lose a mother. I know the pain. I know the agony. I know the suffering. Been there and done that. I know what it is. I know what it is just to get up and pick up and put one foot in front of the other. But I found out, for real, for real. Hey, the Lord was and is my strength. He's your strength. He's your strength. You can lean on him.
You can trust him. You can depend on him. And the Lord always has someone. Someone will always be there to feel that burden, feel that pain, and pray for you, uphold you. Now take you to him in prayer and in supplication, because God is your strength. And if I could sing a song, it would be One Day at a Time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all we're asking of you. Give them the strength to do everything that they have to do. But I bless the name of the Lord for Minister Bradley. I praise God for down through the years, and I praise God for the how we have been in each other's life throughout the time that years, and I praise God for even to get to know him, Sister Green, coming on the prayer line. I praise the name of the Lord for get to know Evangelist Stanford. She gone through much and still going through much. And I praise God for get to know each of you all, each of you all. And I praise God for the spirit that Minister Bradley and the love that she have brought and the patience and the kindness and the long-suffering that she have brought. And without this her, that wouldn't be this prayer line. Thank you, and I praise God for the life that she lived in the life that her mom lived. New beginning. God got ways of doing new things in our life. Even in pain, that's a newness taking place. It's a newness being birthed every day in us. And I believe in my heart, God is birthing newness and greatness, even in the midst of the pain. And I just want to encourage them tonight, and I want to read this in your hearing. In the name of Jesus, I praise the name of the Lord. Oh, God is great. God is great, saints, and God is great to be praised. It says, there's a time for helping and giving. There's a time for all things under the sun, saints. There's a time for all things, not some. And there's a time for slowing down. There's a time. God got away, and we can't get around it. And pulling back. This is your time to take good care of yourself and to remind yourself how special you all are, and what you mean to us, our sisters in the Lord, our mothers in the Lord, our brothers in the Lord. We praise the name of the Lord for you tonight. We love you tonight. God bless you tonight, Minister Bradley, Evangelist Sanford, Graham, the Lawson, Matt Runners, and all of you all that have suffered loss. God bless you. God be with you. God strengthen you. God uphold you. In the name of Jesus, we love you dearly. God bless you now. God bless you, Minister Holt. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Come on and give God some praise. Come on and give God some praise. He's worthy. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. You heard it for yourself. Ali's hour. Amen. Thank God for Minister Ali Booker. Amen. Thank God for those words of comfort. And amen. Somebody that can relate. Amen. She has been knowing, amen, Benji Bradley for many, many years. Amen. And thank God, amen, that she's still there to support her. Amen. I praise God because, amen, for Ms. Ali. Amen. Because when I first came on the prayer news network, when, amen, in the early stages, amen, Ms. Ali was already on here. Amen. I thank God, amen. She's still, amen, supporting the work of the Lord. Amen. It's good to find, amen, amen, dependable people that you could, amen, depend on and know, amen, that they got your back. Amen. But our life is in God's hands. There is a time for all things. Amen. And God, he has a time for everything. Amen. Our days are numbered, people of God. Amen. Our days are numbered. So we must apply our hearts to wisdom. So we thank God, amen, this night for all the beautiful words that we have heard of encouragement. Amen. And this is going to bring our segment to a close. But before we bring it to a close, is there anyone else? amen, that I would like to have something to say, amen, because we are about to bring, amen, this platform to a close. Anyone else? Glory be to God.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Minister Emmanuel. Amen. And praise the Lord to everybody. Amen. We just couldn't let this night go by without saying anything. Praise God. Amen. About to thank this Bradley, her family. Amen. And others. Amen. And thank the Stamper. Praise God. Amen. My heart goes out to you. Glory to God. Amen. But we know that God is able. He will give you strength. Amen. To go through. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to tell you not to cry. Amen. I'm going to tell you, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't even grieve. Amen. Because if you don't grieve, you cannot heal. Amen. So we want you to know that we're praying for you. Glory to God. Amen. And just know, praise God. CNN loves you. Amen. I praise God. Evangelist Bradley, praise God. Just sitting here thinking about her. Praise God. I'm glad. Amen. That Sunday night, amen, that I came on, amen, and found and got just what I needed from the Lord, amen. And ever since then, my life has not been the same. I still was saved and sanctified, but something was missing. Glory to God. And I praise God for Evangelist Bradley. Amen. Not only praise God, is she an encourager, amen, but Evangelist Bradley is a pusher. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And what I mean by that, amen, she's a pusher, she's a puller. Amen, she will pull the best out of you. Put you in a place, mm-hmm. in a position. Praise God, the way you say, I can't do that. Amen, but she's saying, yes, you can. Amen, so I praise God, amen, for her. Glory to God, amen. I want you to know that I love you. Amen, didn't get a chance to meet Mother Reed, but my spirit connect with her. Amen, glory to God. Just love that night that she talked about, amen, her daughter. And Ned Bradley. Glory to God. So we praise God. Amen. We're glad that we're part of the spiritual family. Glory to God. Amen. And I just want her to know, praise God. Amen. Just, amen. I can't remember her name right now, but so faithful calling in every night. Sister Gwen, God bless you, sweetheart. Amen. We love you. Amen. Our prayers are with the family, the grandchildren. Glory to God. Amen. Just all love you. Amen. As we say, Sister Evangelist Stamper, God bless you. Praise God. Amen. And we are praying that the Lord continues to comfort you in the days to come. Glory to God. Amen. Lift up your head. Be encouraged. Glory to God. God will. Amen. Take care of you. Amen. We love you and thank God for you. That's our prayer. Thank you, Minister Emmanuel.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Bonds. Amen. This is, amen, our other co-host, Evangelist Bonds. Amen. Thank God for all my advisors. Amen. How they just stepping up to the plate. Amen. They're so willing to do whatever their hands find to do. Amen. Any way they can aid and help out with this ministry to see to it that it goes on in the name of the Lord. Amen. They do just that. Amen. And that's what we're here for. We're workers together. Amen. We're workers together to support this ministry. And God has placed us in this work. Amen. This is God's doing. God has placed us in this work. Amen. God has called. God has chosen. God has taught us. Amen. Like Evangelist Bonds just said, amen, Evangelist Bradley, she will stretch you. Amen. Until she get that fresh oil out of you. Amen. I praise God for it. Amen. I thank God because, amen, she believed in me. Amen. And she told me the same thing. Ministry manager, you can do this. You got this. You got this. Amen. Even when I was down a little bit, kind of lyric, like wondering, like, oh, she said, you got this. And she just make it to just convince you. She just convinced you that you got it. And never you know it. Amen. But I thank God for all the encouragement. Amen. I have been knowing Evangelist Bradley, amen, for some time myself. I have been knowing her, but I never knew. Amen. I never seen it coming that we would be working together in the ministry. Amen. We fellowship with from time to time. We fellowship with each other's church. Amen. Sometimes she would come over to my ministry. Amen. And then sometimes I would go over to her ministry, Open Door. Amen. And we fellowship. But never did I ever know that God was going to bring us together. Amen. In ministry. But one thing about it, God, he formed the bond years ago. God put us together years ago. We just didn't know what God was up to. But now we see. We see the handwork of the Lord coming into fruition. So we praise God tonight, amen, for Evangelist Bradley, amen, Sister Gwen, Evangelist Stanford, amen, thank God for her. She works so diligently behind the scenes, amen, and amen. She, amen, when I first came on, Evangelist Stanford was hosting a lot, amen, but amen, she's still here. She's still supporting the ministry, amen. She's still one of our advisors, and we're lifting her up in prayer, amen. Thank God for everything. Amen, so much, amen, that we can say. We know we can't even say it all tonight, but we pray that your hearts have been uplifted. Amen. Also, thank God, amen, even others that have suffered loss in your family, we want you to know we're still praying your strength in the Lord. Amen. Minister Olive Booker, she has suffered loss in her family recently. Amen. She lost her nephew. Amen. And I believe someone else, but I want you to know we're still praying for you. Amen. And we are holding you up in prayer. So the same thing goes for you too. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for this night. Amen. I don't know about you, but I have enjoyed this platform. Amen. I tell you, I have been encouraged through each and every one of you, your words, your songs. Amen. The songs, amen, that came through, amen, our songsters tonight. Thank God for you being a part, amen, of this beautiful platform. Amen. And we give God the praise. We give God glory. He told us in all things to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. So give God thanks in every situation, and God will see you through. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Is our prayer warrior, Sister Gail, amen, still on the line? Sister Gail, you still on the line? Amen. Evangelist Gail, glory be to God. We're going to ask you if you will. God bless you, Evangelist Gail. We're going to ask you, you're one of our prayer warriors. We're going to ask you, amen, if you will take us through the throne of grace in prayer and close us out in prayer tonight. God bless you.
Father God, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you for everything that has been said. We ask that you, God, that you go through not only minister to the Bradley family, the Bradley and Stanford family, but we pray for all the families that have lost their loved ones, God. We ask that you soothe their heart. God, be the balm in Gilead for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We lift them up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We even lift our line up, God. We thank you, oh God, from going from nation to nation, oh God. And even as we go from nation to nation, God, we thank you from going from heart to heart. God, we just bless everything, every listener right now in the name of Jesus. God, wherever you find them, wherever need that they need, oh God, we just ask that you do that for them in the name of Jesus, oh God. And then, Father, we pray right now for Minister Hogue right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask that you cover him, oh God. We ask that you bless his going out and his coming in, oh God, his family, his children, his wife, his whole household in the name of Jesus, oh God. Even the things that he needs, God, you say even when we pray and ask, oh God, you will give us abundance, but even past that we pray for. And so, God, we just thank you for blessing him. Oh, God, the need, whatever need, God, we thank you for meeting that tonight in the name of Jesus. And now we pray, God, for every advisor, oh God, touch their hearts, touch their minds, oh God. Minister to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Direct their paths, oh God. Even the leader, Minister Bradley, even when she's going through, oh God, even when she's going through, you still speaking. So, God, let her jot little things down, oh, God, as she goes through in the name of Jesus, that she will bring them back to recall in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless her. Oh, God, bless her. Bless her, oh, God. Bless her. Oh, God, even right now, oh, God, even her needs, oh, God, we thank you for meeting that need in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray a special prayer for the line, oh, God, that you honor this line, oh, God, that you keep this line, oh, God, that you keep us being worthy vessels, oh, God, worthy, God. Help clean us up, oh, God. Keep us in the name of Jesus, that we be worthy to speak, worthy to call, worthy, willing workers in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you, oh, God, for returning us back to this time, tomorrow night, and the appointed time. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God, amen, for that prayer coming through, amen, our own, amen, prayer warriors, Sister Gail, amen, and people of God, you, amen, we will be hearing from our, amen, our other advisors, amen, our other prayer warriors, amen, so I want you, amen, just to be ready, amen, because we will be hearing from our other advisors and prayer warriors, amen, in this coming week, amen. We are workers together, amen, for the master's use, amen. God bless you, people of God, amen. And also, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, you may text us at 912-257-3918. Once again, to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us at 912-257-3918. To all of our, amen, international listeners, amen, you can text us by using WhatsApp. Amen, by using WhatsApp, you can, amen, text us at 678-608-7234. Amen, we look to see you. Amen, remember, people of God, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice in the Lord. Be blessed. Go in Jesus' name. Smile. God loves you. So do we. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen. Until tomorrow night at 9 p.m., blessings upon you and your household. Amen. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.